and had shelves in it.
Pretty good sized room, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd go in there and I would go down to the local. I told you about those locals, and they'd have bananas on them, but great big things of bananas. And he'd get them for nothing, and he'd just buy off the local a bunch of bananas. And bring it back and tie the string and tie it to the rafters in the pantry, and he'd go in and get a banana whenever he wanted. One time there was a tarantula spider in it.
Wouldn't please the housewife too much. Huh?
We had plenty of fruit. We had that. We dried our fruit. And my daddy had plenty of fruit. He had muscadines and scuppernines and all kind of grapes. Apple trees, and we used to play. And have upstairs, in the apple tree, was one apple tree, the limbs went out like this. And we would put plank across there and put a quilt across there, and there'd be a bedroom up in the apple tree.
I see.
And then we would dig down in the ground and put tin around, my brother would, and we'd cook out there. And make fire there and we'd cook. We had the telephone wires running from the apple tree to the pecan tree. And those that lived under the pecan tree, we were happy with the family. And we would talk through two tin things. And of course you had to holler loud for them to hear it, the other tree. And then we'd go up there and go to sleep up there in that tree. And we didn't fall, we didn't mind, we did that. And my mother would give us stuff out of the kitchen, and we'd just cook out there and beat everything. And we'd dried apples, dyed them up, put them over top of the... get tin, if you had a tin roof, spread them out on something where the heat of the sun would come on them pretty hard and dry them. Then you put them in, insects would be bad about getting in them if you weren't careful, and you could put them in gallon buckets and put a molasses get in the buckets and put a layer over them after they're dried and put you some china bears up a china bear tree. Get a few china bears that kind of dried that wouldn't make moisture in the dried apples and put them on top of that and never would be any insects to get in them.
Keep them out.
And then you could pack them in gallon buckets, and during the Depression years I would get dried apples and dried peaches out and make cakes, fruit cakes, and soak the apples and peaches and make them and make a dried apple cake. Mm-hmm. Dried peach cake can be just as good as these you eat today.
Is that right?
And go get hickory nuts, walnuts, pick them out.
Mm-hmm. And to get back to the house, I wanted to ask you, where did you keep things that you didn't want to throw away, but weren't of much value?
Well, I'm bad about that today. Just
what do you call
won't throw anything away.
What do you call a place where you keep them?
Any corner I can find.
Do you have a room?
I got a room back out of the closet that's filled with stuff that I had when I was teaching that needs to be thrown in the ditch. Now I took the smokehouse that we smoked hams in, and I've got it stored with stuff. And
what do you call those places? You have a name?
Storehouse. That's what you want to call it.
Do you ever call it a junk room or a plunder room?
Well, a lot of times I say it's a junk room. I really do say that, junk room. But it's a junk room out there now. And
did you ever hear anybody call it a plunder?
Yes, I've heard that, but plunder room. And